A study uncovers the reality of persecution in India's Karnataka state, Islamic extremists in Somalia, murder a church leader, and introducing childcare worldwide. We'll take a look at what keeps this ministry going. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In 500 days, 1,000 attacks were made against Christians in India's Karnataka state. The persecution seems to be dovetailing with the 2008 Orissa attacks. But Dave Stravers, a Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India, says it's somewhat surprising that they would continue like this in Karnataka.
It's not in that area of India that you would expect there to be as many attacks. It's in the south, and the northern part of India is where more of the radical Hindus live. One of the reasons it's not surprising, however, is this is one of the places where the church is growing fast in India.
But as Christians are attacked and accused of forcing conversions,
the real danger is that other believers in general in the area will be intimidated to stop their work. And this, in fact, is the strategy behind the attack.
Even Mission India had to put some of its ministry on hold for a while as a result of a large attack against its workers. Pray that they would fearlessly spread the gospel. Next, earlier this month, underground church leader Madobi Abdi escaped an attempted kidnapping in Somalia. Compass Direct News reports Islamic militants caught up with him last week, though, and murdered him. What made his death more alarming is that Abdi was an orphan raised as a Christian rather than a convert from Islam. Islamic militants have hunted leaders of the underground church movement as a means of discouraging others from responding to the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hundreds of thousands of children have been orphaned in Zambia and now struggle to survive. Grace Ministries International Sam Vinton says this is because
Zambia is one of those countries hit very, very hard with AIDS, and so there are many orphans, and our church began figuring out what was the best way to reach them.
For the last 8 years, GMI has worked on establishing three schools to educate kids, but keep them with relatives instead of in orphanages. They now have classes up to the eighth grade.
We have found this to be a very effective way of doing this kind of ministry to orphans without pulling them out of their own culture and out of their families.
With each child they educate, they also provide for their physical and spiritual hungers. Communities are then hearing of Christ, as many of the children still live with Zambian relatives.
If they're going back into their own families, they're affecting the families who are non-Christian. But we feel that all around, this has become a very good evangelistic tool.
Pray for GMI to find the teachers who are solid in their faith. Meanwhile, as the world's poverty grows starker, the next generation endures most of that loss. Childcare Worldwide's Dr. Max Lang says everything they do comes back to answering this question.
What is the most vulnerable segment of society when there is catastrophe?
It's the children. Childcare Worldwide is all about building a future for them.
You can help children, giving them food, helping them survive, but then what? They eventually need more. They need more tools to make something out of their life.
Dr. Max says they looked at what they could do beyond life support.
We started with child sponsorship. We are focusing on helping children get an education which will make them employable.
Child Care Worldwide works in Kenya, Uganda, India, and Haiti with many partnerships. As they grow, Dr. Max says they haven't lost sight of their purpose.
We do not do anything unless we can also proclaim the gospel. That is part of our whole work. We are basing it on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And an organized walk recently raised $88,000 for a Cure International Hospital in Kenya. 400 people joined the Walk of Love along Kenya's Ngong Road Forest to celebrate and support children with disabilities. Participants ranged from the Nigerian and Ugandan High Commissioners to young students. The money raised from the event will support the Cure Hospital, where disabled children are given a new life through surgery and the hope of the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid, Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.